Diesel, thank you. 13-3. It is the Vikings leading the Lions as we get set to start third quarter. First half numbers, 152 total yards for Minnesota, 115 for Detroit. Passing yards, 95 Minnesota, 76 Detroit. Rushing, 39 for the Lions, 57 for Minnesota. Time of possession, about even, 15-31 Detroit, 14-29 Minnesota. And first downs, 8-8. And if you look at the Lions, they wanted to come in and run the football. They wanted to come in and try to get something going on the ground because Minnesota has really struggled stopping anybody running the football. 165 yards a game over the last month. That's what they've given up. And today, they've looked a lot like a good Minnesota Vikings defense. So the Vikings have been able to shut down the Lions' rushing attack as a team. The Lions, in terms of net yards on the ground, just 76. They've had their problems, and they've been running the ball well coming into this. What do they have to do in the second half? Find some way to get somebody open down the field. Calvin Johnson has four catches for 36 yards. Those catches, 11, 23, 0, and 2. So it just shows Minnesota's done a good job of taking away the big plays, and the Lions haven't been able to get anything in terms of a quick strike. Opening possession, got a couple of first downs, started moving down the field, then a 15-yard penalty against Ryan Broyles ended that. So, again, we're kind of back to that thing we've talked about a lot this year. If a team's going to take everything down the field away and force you to check it down and keep things kind of close to the line of scrimmage and you're going to have to get a 10, 12-play drive, you can't have negative plays and you can't have penalties, and the Lions did too much of that in the first half. All right, here we go. Second half underway. Jason Hansen sends it down the field. Marcus Sherrill's to his left, 3 yards deep, coming out, back to the 10. Trying to get outside at the 15. Sherrill's turning the corner at the 20. He's got Hansen to beat at the 25, and Hansen barrels into him with his right shoulder and sends him out of bounds to the 40-yard line. That's where the Lions will go on the field defensively. Sherrill's with a 42-yard kickoff return. Minnesota's got good field position right off the bat. Boy, if Hansen's not there and doesn't make a play, Sherrill's might have been running for a while.
Yep, Hansen does a nice job. But again, you go back to the field position problem the Lions had in the first half. Basically, that return kind of turns field position back in the Vikings' favor, not the Lions.
First and 10, Vikings from their own 39. Ponder to throw, being chased, fairly getting after him. He gets rid of it, completes it to Kyle Rudolph, out to the 43-yard line, gain of 4 on the play. Eric Coleman with the tackle. That'll bring up now second down and 6. Good pressure that time by Fairley to force Ponder to move, but he can throw on the move.
The one thing that I think has been the big key here in this game is that Ponder's feet, I mean, it hasn't saved him, but it's aided him in getting some balls off when he's been under pressure.
Second and 6. Ponder gives to Peterson. Peterson dancing outside, turning the corner. Flag down, 45. Hurdles a man at the 50 and into Lions territory down to the 49-yard line with a flag down and a Lion down. Cliff Averill's slow to get up on the play.
Did you see that cut?
Right to left, he just went on a stopped on a dime to get outside.
You call it dip and
hold
bounce.
It. Number 81, the offense. 10, 10-yard penalty. Still second down.
You know, in how you describe a cut like that is it's a dip and a bounce. You dip inside and you bounce it wide. With Adrian Peterson, that's a dip. Capital D, capital I, capital P, with a bounce, capital B, and you get the drill. I mean, the guys just physically don't do that who've had knee surgery.
Well, the run is wiped out by the penalty on Jerome Simpson.
Wow, is that guy
pretty
special
to watch? Yep. But it won't count. Leaves the Vikings looking at a second and 12. They scrimmage from their own 37. Ponder out of the gun with Peterson to his left. Ponder takes. Wants to throw, looks, does, got it complete. It's going to be a first down into Lions territory and down to the 46-yard line. It goes to Jerome Simpson. So the Lions had him backed up on a second and 13. What does Minnesota do? They complete a pass for 17. Third quarter is brought to you by McDonald's. Drive through and try a cheddar bacon onion Angus third pounder or chicken sandwich for a limited time only.
And really, that's the first time the Vikings in their passing game have tried to go, other than the early shot down the middle of the field, to go deep on the Lions' corners. That's the first time.
From the Lions' 46, first and 10. Ponder up under center, turns, gives to Peterson. Peterson patiently waiting, nothing develops. So he just puts his head down and gets inside the 44-yard line. Steven Tulloch and Willie Young team up to take him down. It's a gain of 2. It'll be second and 8. 13-3, Lions trail by 10.
The other thing that's happened today, and again, I was thinking about it at halftime, the Lions are still in the game, clearly. But it's one of those things where they haven't gotten enough three and outs. They haven't done those things where you change momentum by just shutting somebody down, not giving them any hope.
Give Peterson three on that first down run, second and seven. Ponder stepping up in the pocket. Hit as he does, off the hands of his intended receiver as he cut it loose for Rudolph inside the 30 and out of the 28. It goes incomplete. That'll bring up third down now, and Ponder took a shot that time as he got rid of it.
That's one of those things, again, where you talk about how you don't get him in a three and out. You don't do this. I mean, I think to turn the momentum around, to turn the game around, to turn the flow, the feeling of it, I think the line defense has to come up with a turnover, or the line offense has to come up with a big play.
Vikings 1 out of 6 on third down, looking at a 3rd and 7 from the Lion 43. Gerhardt into the game. Ponder takes, flag down, sets and throws. First down to Rudolph inside the 30, and down to the 26-yard line he goes. There is a flag down.
That one looked like Durant slipped. The Lions man covering it slipped, and that's how Rudolph got free.
Illegal formation. 71 offense, 5-yard penalty remains, third down.
Penalty called on Big Phil Loadholt. That's a big break for the Lions because it would have been first down Vikings inside the 30. Instead, that'll back them up and they'll have to replay third down.
Loadholt has to line up on the line of scrimmage, and sometimes that right tackle, when you're trying to block a big defensive end who's lined up way outside of you, like Willie Young is, you try to cheat a little bit off the line of scrimmage. And he got caught that time.
Make it 3rd down and 12. Vikings from the Lion 48. Out of the gun, it's Ponder. The back to each side. Lions show blitz. Here they come. Ponder in trouble. Now he can run with it from the 50 to the 45 and dives to the 41-yard line. Stop shy of first down yardage by Justin Durant. And from there, it would be about a 59-yard field goal. They will opt for the punt. But it's a 7-yard gain on 3rd down for Ponder. Nice job by that Lions defense. You're just trying to keep everything in front of you. Make sure they don't get that first down.
Yep, and that time the blitz came from Levy, and he was the one that forced Ponder to pull the ball down and get up toward the line of scrimmage. But again, he couldn't find a receiver, so he had to try to run, but it's too long a run for him to make a first down at.
Lions down by 10, going to get the football back here. Cluey's got it. Drives it to his right. Logan to his left. He'll let it hit inside the 5. The Lions pick it up there. It is picked up by Alfonso Smith. Smart play by Smith. After it was touched by the Vikings, he's got a free grab at it. Josh Robinson got a piece of it. So Smith at that point, it's impossible to rule the fumble. So he just goes in, grabs it, picks up a couple yards, and the Lions are able to get it out to their 7-yard line. Still backed up, but not as bad as it could have been. They're down by 10, 13-3. They've got the football. When we come back, this is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Bell Tire's building more new stores, and that's a really big deal. How big? How about an extra $50 off the lowest tire price, period? That's right. During our grand opening sale, you'll get an extra $50 off the lowest tire price, period, on any set of 4-passenger or light truck tires installed. See store for details. At Bell Tire, you'll get the best people in the business, from experts to help you find the right tire to our ASE-certified technicians, and get the lowest tire price, period, on all the best brands, like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Mastercraft, and more. Plus, our tire installation package gives you more value than the competition can offer at any price, including free lifetime alignment checks, free lifetime nitrogen inflation, free lifetime tire rotations, and more. Don't miss the Bell Tire Grand Opening Sale, because when we build, you save. With an extra $50 off the lowest tire price, period. For a limited time only. Only at
Bell Tire.
Hurry now to Bell Tire's Grand Opening Sale. You'll save $50 off a set of 4 tires. For the Bell Tire nearest you, call 888-GO-BELL or go to belltire.com. Hurry, limited time offer. Sale ends soon.
68 presses, 53 machine centers, 22 lasers, 15 injection molding machines. Another reason the 3-Dimensional Services Group is the unbelievable prototyping company. Plastic or metal, they are the 24/7 rapid response supplier of functional prototypes and low volume production parts. Call 800-959-0804 or log on to 3dimensional.com to put decades of experience in rapid tool design and advanced product development to work for you. Call 3D today at 800-959-0804.
Free services at every Auto Value Parts store. Free testing, free recycling, free installations. Go to autoparts2020.com for more info. Service is the difference. We get it.
Lions have it, 1st and 10 from their own 7. Stafford up under center, lone back LeSure. Stafford takes, turns, and gives to Michael. trying to bounce it outside. Didn't get much. Got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Jared Allen with the tackle. It'll be second and seven. For the Lions, you have to get a couple first downs here. At least you have to flip the field position, because right now it's all Minnesota.
Yep. And Allen is so smart. It's a defensive end. That time, it's Brandon Pettigrew, the tight end, that has to block him. Excuse me, it's Heller. But he's so quick, he gets inside of Heller and chases a play down from behind.
Second and 10 from the 7. Stafford will operate from the gun. Joyke Bell in the game, splits out wide right. Stafford standing on his two, takes the snap, drifts back to his own end zone. Throws to Pettigrew, who dropped it at the 15. Got to catch it. Just that simple. It's a thrown ball you have to catch. You pick up 8 yards, and you go to third down and 2.
You've said critical, that before about Brandon Pettigrew, haven't
well,
you?
Well, in a critical situation where you're backed up in your own end, you're fighting for your life down by 10 on the road. You got to make a play.
Well, and Pettigrew gets room because, again, they moved Joyke Bell wide right. They put a linebacker over on Calvin Johnson in the slot, which opened up space in the middle, and Pettigrew got to the hole. He just didn't hold onto the ball.
Third and 10 for the Lions. Stafford out of the gun. Vikings send 4. Stafford in his own end zone, looking for somewhere to go. Now he's going to run it. He gets out to the 12, and that's it. Pushed out of bounds by Everson Griffin. So Stafford and the Lions come up empty, and they'll have to punt it away. Marcus Sherrills will go back deep for the Vikings.
This is the difference. The Vikings get the 3-and-out. The Lions defense doesn't. When they've got them backed up on the opening possession of the third quarter, or excuse me, when they've got the big return, and you can't stop them in flip field position.
Nick Harris drives it high. Sherrills comes up, calls for a fair catch, makes it at the Lions' 47-yard line. So Minnesota's going to get good field position after a 36-yard punt, and they lead the game by a score of 13-3 here with 10:04 to go third quarter. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel, with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Hey, Chuck Gatica here for Family Heating, Cooling, and Electrical. Don't trust just anybody with your furnace. We're getting into the season where you want to make sure it works. This is a company with 40 years of experience. They've built their business reputation on affordable, reliable, and dependable service. Right now, $20 off on the Fall Furnace Clean and Check Special. Regular $89.95, now $69.95. Call Family today on the east side, 248-548-9565. Or on the west side, call 734-422-8080.
Buddy's Pizza invites you to book your holiday party now. Buddy's offers salad, pasta, and veggie party trays and specially priced dine-in party packages. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 66 years.
Today's Bell Tire second-half touchdown contestant is Anthony Lowe from Ann Arbor. Lions in need of a touchdown right now, but they're going to call on their defense to try to stop these Vikings again. 13-3 Minnesota on top. First and 10, Vikings scrimmage from the Lions 48. Ponder turns, gives to Peterson. Peterson over the left side to the 45, gets 3. DeAndre Levy stops in there.
The other thing about Peterson, I don't believe he ever goes backwards. I mean, when he makes contact, it's either he's moving forward or falling forward, but it doesn't seem like he ever falls backwards.
It's an amazing recovery from that significant knee injury he suffered in December of last year. Back leading the NFL in rushing coming in today. Gets another call here. Hit behind the line, able to break that tackle and get down to the 41-yard line. Picks up 4 on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 3. Sammy Hill with the stop for Detroit. And if you're the Lions, you really can't afford to give up too many more points in this situation. If they can get the ball back here and start to get something going offensively, because so far they have really had nothing going on that side of the ball.
I mean, you got to get a three and out. I mean, defensively, you got to step up and get a three and out.
Toby Gerhardt into the game. He's to the left of Christian Ponder, who's in the gun. Third down and three. Ponder takes. Lions send the blitz. Ponder throws. It is caught. Rudolph, the tight end, just got inside position on DeAndre Levy. And that was like boxing out in basketball. He just stuck his backside right into Levy's stomach, made the catch. And Levy took him down immediately, but the damage was done. It's a four-yard gain and a first down.
It's a 6'6", 260-pound power forward right there, getting positioned for a rebound. And he did against a much smaller man than DeAndre Levy. Levy was as tight as he could get, just couldn't get his arm around and deflect that football.
First and 10, Minnesota from the Lion 37. Offset eye power right, Peterson the deep back. They fake the give to him on the end around. It's Jarius Wright. And Kyle Vandenbosch does a nice job to read that play. He can't take him down for a loss. Wright's able to pick up a couple yards down to the 35-yard line. Ricardo Silva and Jacob Lacy took him down. But it could have been a lot worse had Vandenbosch not stayed home.
Exactly. Staying home and making contain. He didn't chase the ball down. He forced the ball carrier Wright to go wide upfield. And then the rest of the defense, Lacy, came in to finish it off.
Second and seven from the Lion 34. Ponder fakes the give. Now he wants to throw. Does. Caught inside the 20, inside the 15, inside the 10, inside the 5, and down to the 1 goes Devin Aromashadu.
Just too much time to throw the football. You know, they've got the running threat in Adrian Peterson. I understand that. So a run action pass is helpful. But there's just too much time. You've got to get to the quarterback in this league. That's the prime pass defense you have. And the Lions that time let Ponder, who struggled of late, look like a pretty darn good quarterback today because he's had the time.
First and goal from the 3. 31 yards on the completion. Ponder up under center. Turns. Falls as he's backing out of there, and he just throws it away. They're going to say he was down, though, back outside the 10-yard line. Ponder was just trying to throw it away for an incomplete pass. It looks like they're going to say, in fact, he was down where he fell back at the 11-yard line, which would be about an 8-yard loss, depending upon the spot. Let's get down to the sidelines. Tony Ortiz, T.O.
Dan and Jim, Cliff Averill now off the field, headed to the locker room for further examination. At this point, we are not 100% sure what exactly knocked Cliff Averill out. The game's still working to effort that right now. As soon as we get word, we will send it back up to you.
All right, Tony, thanks. Second and goal from the 10 now after a 7-yard loss. Ponder takes, looks, now throws left. Flat got Peterson, who's hit by Eric Coleman and taken down. Right at the line of scrimmage. Might have lost a yard back to the 11. And in fact, he did. It'll be third and goal from there.
Give the line defense a lot of credit, especially watching Peterson in this situation. You got a man-to-man with a safety, Coleman. He goes to the flat. I mean, Coleman comes up there like he's shot out of a cannon to make sure there's no yardage after a catch.
Critical third down brought to you by Three Dimensional Services Group, the unbelievable prototyping company. Third and goal from the 11. Ponder takes back with time. Throws right side. Got it complete. It is caught by Gerhardt, who's taken down at the 5-yard line. That'll bring up fourth down. Nice defensive play for the Lions in there by Jacob Lacy, making sure that when Gerhardt turned to run upfield, he wasn't going to go anywhere.
Boy, Lacey's been in on a lot of plays today. Defensively, we've called his name a lot. He's been around the football a lot today, and I think done a pretty good job.
So it'll be Walsh on to try to add to that Viking lead, which is currently 10. Chip shot field goal. 23-yarder is up and good, and it's now the Vikings 16 and the Lions 3 with 5:11 to go in the third. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Class's full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let me tell you about Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. I love hustle and hard work. That's why this may be my favorite Bernstein Advantage. It's not enough to be smart about the law. You've got to bring it every day. And the Bernsteins do just that. They're relentless. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. And get all the other Bernstein Advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM. Call Sam.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is Buddy's Pizza, a hometown original. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Lions game day will continue after this pause for station identification on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. This is Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket, WXYT-FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
All right, back in Minneapolis, it's 16-3. The Vikings lead the Lions. I think that three tells you all you need to know about today. Offensively, the Lions have just had nothing. Still have time, but they're going to have to figure this thing out. Walsh with the kickoff, so it'll be returnable. Logan from the goal line, back to the 10. Logan to the 15. Logan gets out to the 18. He's taken down just short of the 19-yard line. That's where the Lions will take over. Again, field position has not been in their favor today, and they have not been able to do much with the negative positions they've had in their own territory. 16-3, Vikings on top. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The new CBO for McDonald's, a delectable convergence of three
tremendous
delicious toppings on the Angus Third Pounder and Premium Chicken sandwiches. So what are these three
tremendous
toppings? The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three...
Tremendous!
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
They say, given you shall receive. And at McDonald's, that's actually true. Make at least a $10 Arch Card purchase for the special someone's in your life and get a free medium McCafe drink for yourself. After all, no good deed should go unrewarded, especially when the reward's so tasty.
Purchase $10 worth of McDonald's Arch Cards for anyone on your list and enjoy a free medium McCafe drink of your choice. For a limited time at participating McDonald's, terms and conditions apply.
Holidays are a tough time of year to stick to a game plan of healthy eating, but Health Plus has some tips to help make it easier. Drink a glass of water before your meals to help you feel full. Stay focused by eating fresh vegetables as an appetizer. Eat a bowl of fruit. That's a pretty good way to enjoy a dessert. Finally, make time to exercise. That not only will help you burn some calories, but it'll help you deal with the added stress the holidays can bring. These healthy tips are brought to you by Health Plus, the right plan for a healthier you. Learn more at healthplusdifference.org.
1-800-CALL-SAM. Great family, tough, smart lawyers. That's the Bernstein Advantage. 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
Matt Derry in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios with an NFL update. Third quarter in Baltimore. Ravens have a 34-17 lead on the Raiders. And Jim's upset pick looks good. Saints 28, Falcons 17 in New Orleans. That one in the third, fellas.
Good news there, Diesel. First down, Lions to throw. It's Stafford to Calvin Johnson. They complete it out to the 38-yard line. It's a 19-yard gain. One of the longer plays they've had today.
They gave the Vikings a lot of action, though. A run fake into the middle, and then a reverse fake to Titus Young, and they brought Calvin Johnson over the middle, behind the linebackers, in front of the safeties, for the good gain on first down.
16-3, Vikings on top. Lions first and 10 from their own 39. Stafford turns, fakes the give to LeSure, rolls right. Now he sets, looks, throws deep, wants Calvin out there at the 20, goes up and makes the catch at the 11-yard line. Megatron split two defenders and came down with it. It's going to be first down, Lions in the red zone. He beat Jamarcus Sanford. That is a 50-yard completion.
And what you do is you roll out Stafford. You buy time because you roll him out and max protect. And then you just let Calvin run a couple of double moves down the middle of the field. The safeties are split, and Calvin goes up and makes a play between two of them.
Lions Red Zone Offense brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. They need the end zone here, down by 13. Calvin to the sidelines. Mike Thomas is in. Stafford operates from the gun. First and 10. The snap came in early. Stafford wasn't ready for it. He knocked it to the ground, then fell on top of it, but he was not ready for the snap, and that'll be a 5-yard loss. Oh, man.
Just when things are going good, you've turned things around, you make the mistake that kind of kills the momentum you've got going. Now you got to, you know, be mentally tough now. Come back from this and still stick the ball in the end zone.
Calvin Johnson back in the game. Second down, 15 from the Vikings, 16. The Lions down by 13. Stafford out of the gun, LeSure to his right. Stafford takes. Sets, throws, got Pettigrew in the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Stafford to Pettigrew, and the Lions finally break through.
Two things on this touchdown. One, you got the isolation between Pettigrew and the safety, Harrison Smith, the rookie out of Notre Dame. And then Stafford has enough time to get the ball off. Great protection, and he feathers this beauty right in over the top of the helmet of Harrison Smith into Brandon Pettigrew, who makes the catch.
16 yards on the connection. Pettigrew's second touchdown of the year. Hanson for the extra point to try to pull the Lions within six. Extra point is up and good, but boy, I'm going to tell you something. The Vikings' A.J. Jefferson was really close on that. Keep an eye on that if we come down to a situation later for an extra point or a field goal. The Lions will have to be mindful of that as well. But they finally break into the end zone. It's now Minnesota 16 and the Lions 10. 2:55 to go third quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Bell Tire is building more new stores, and that's a really big deal. How big? How about an extra $50 off the lowest tire price, period? That's right. During our grand opening sale, you'll get an extra $50 off the lowest tire price, period, on any set of four-passenger or light truck tires installed. See store for details. At Bell Tire, you'll get the best people in the business, from experts to help you find the right tire to our ASE-certified technicians, and get the lowest tire price, period, on all the best brands, like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Goodyear, Mastercraft, and more. Plus, right now, when you buy four eligible Mastercraft tires, you get a $50 mail-in rebate, $50 off the lowest tire price, period, from us, and a $50 Mastercraft rebate. That's an additional $100 off select sets of Mastercraft tires. Don't miss the Bell Tire Grand Opening Sale. When we build, you save, with an extra $50 off the lowest tire price, period. For a limited time only, only at Bell Tire.
Hurry now to Bell Tire's Grand Opening Sale. You'll save $50 off a set of four tires. For the Bell Tire nearest you, call 888-GO-BELL or go to belltire.com. Hurry, limited time offer, sale ends soon.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM. Call Sam.
Confidence, available, and a handy wallet size. To learn more about an amazing little card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network, just go to bcbsm.com.
Today's game brought to you by the Ford Motor Company, official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. 2:55 to go in the third. Lions down 6, 16-10. Some bookkeeping, 26th time in his career. Calvin has gone over the 100-yard receiving mark so far today. Calvin, 6 catches, 105 yards. Matthew Stafford has gone over 2,500 yards in the first 9 games for the second straight season. Only person in franchise history to do that. They'd give up all those numbers to get that scoreboard tilted in their direction. The Lions kind of just popped the kick up in the air. It's taken by one of the up men at the 30-yard line, and he lost the football. It's free on the ground. One of the up men came up on the return. It was taken by Christian Ballard on the run. He was hit. The ball came loose. There's a mass of bodies down there. No signal yet as to who's got it down at the bottom.
This is going to take a
while.
Lions
are saying they do. Nope, Vikings football.
Vikings have it. How much action was going on underneath that pile, do you think?
Kind of an interesting choice there by the Lions, Brandon. It wasn't an onside kick. They just kind of popped it up, let it come down at about the 30, taken by Ballard, who ran it back across the 40-yard line, and it was recovered by Ballard as well.
Well, I think very nearly, you know, they pulled it off. They wanted to get the ball in the hands of a guy that doesn't normally carry the football or handle the ball, and very nearly got a turnover. Let's go to the sidelines now, and Tony Ortiz.
Hey, Jim and Dan, we can say now that Cliff Avril is off in the locker room, undergoing the concussion protocols. His return to the game pretty doubtful at this point.
All right, Tony, thanks. So after the fumble and the recovery, Vikings have it first and 10 at their own 38. I formation behind Ponder, deep back, Adrian Peterson. Ponder to throw with time, does over the middle to AP. He's hit at the 43-yard line and taken down just shy of the 44. Lawrence Jackson and Stephen Tulloch to make the stop. It's a 6-yard gain. It'll be second and 4.
Tell you know what else that kickoff did? It showed, I think, Jim Schwartz some confidence in his defense. You know, he's going to give away some yardage for, you know, trying to come up with a big turnover, but he's going to show his defense, look, I believe you guys got a chance to stop these guys.
Ponder. Rolls to the right, throws complete, got it to John Carlson. Good gain in Lions territory and down to the 45-yard line.
This is off a run fake to Peterson. Justin Durant's got the tight end in this situation, man for man. And he's going the wrong way, and he can't change directions and get the tight end who's coming off of the wingback position on the other side.
9-yard gain. Vikings have it, first and 10 from the Lion 45. Lions got back to within 6. Now it's Minnesota on the move. Ponder checking his protection at the line. Now he digs back in, turns, gives to Peterson. Peterson covered up immediately by DeAndre Levy. No gain on the play. Peterson tried to cut to his left, lost his footing. Levy was on top of him in a flash. It'll be second and 10.
You talk about the right run fits. DeAndre Levy reads this play. Saw it in the film room somewhere this week. But he fits this play and gets right in there on top of Adrian Peterson before he gets to the line of scrimmage. That's just good preparation.
Second down and 10. Vikings at the Lion 45. Lone back is Ponder. Ponder turns, fakes the give to Peterson. Ponder sets and throws. It is caught down at the 37-yard line by Michael Jenkins. And Jenkins is going to be shy of the first down by about 2 yards. He got 8 on the play.
Well, they're running those hook routes in front of the Lions' defensive backs. And if you don't get underneath coverage, if you don't get linebackers in passing lanes, then you're going to have problems with those hook routes because the Lion defenders are going to play zone behind those receivers.
Third and 2. Peterson out, Gerhard in, Ponder from the gun. The Lions defense trying to come up with a stop. Ponder takes, pressured, throws, and it's complete down to the 25-yard line, caught by Kyle Rudolph.
Boy, Carlson and Rudolph, the two tight ends for this team on this possession, have been the big offensive players.
Today's game brought to you by U.S. Park, official parking of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Lions, a productive third quarter. They got back within 6. However, it is Minnesota on the move right now, looking to send this back to a 2-score game. It is 16-10 as we hit the end of the third quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
My Bud Light caught 2 touchdowns last week.
My Bud Light caught fumbleitis.
Welcome to Bud Light Fantasy Football, where every bottle is a player.
My Bud Light ran for 152 yards.
My Bud Light went 27 for 35 for 353 yards and 3 touchdowns.
My Bud Light is on the IR with Turf Toe.
Find codes on specially marked bottles of Bud Light and start building your fantasy team at BudLight.com/FFL.
Against my Bud Light, defenses don't stand a chance.
My Bud Light is wide open. Throw him the ball.
With Bud Light Fantasy Football, your bottle is your player. Win amazing NFL prizes all season long. Bud Light Fantasy Football, here we go.
You'll definitely see my Bud Light on the highlight reel.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 21 and over. Ends 12/30/12. To play without a purchase, write to code or request box 251-328 West Bloomfield, Michigan 48325. See rules at BudLight.com/FFL. Void where prohibited. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.